There is one thing that we have not done yet today, and we're going to attend to that right now, and that is get to that place where we are at our best, traipsing through the wild here at the Super Bowl with a wireless microphone in tow to bring you a bit of the flavor of the media center in this magnificent event. And with it, out there, somewhere amongst us, is Cobra. Cobra, do you have us?
I do. Do you have me?
Loud and clear.
Boy, what a magical day that we can have this type of connection together. Now, I am over here. I went over to see if our friend Katie Nolan was there. You remember Katie, don't you, Mike?
Yes, I do.
What's her show called? Stuff It or
Cram It or
Garbage
Sit
Time.
It?
It's called Garbage Time.
Sit on it and spin.
Eat it. Kiss it.
Yeah.
Or go after yourself.
It. Yeah, she wasn't available. She was not available.
I don't think she's going to be available much.
She's not?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because
she's too big time,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, or she thinks she is.
Okay. Oh, here's a young lass that I'd like to talk to. Madam. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Madison Faulkner.
Madison Faulkner, what are you doing here?
I am here with Woody Page on the sports show that is presented by the Denver Post.
Woody Page. Now, let me ask you something about Woody, who I really like. Now, where are you going? You're in a hurry to get out of here.
Oh, I am actually going to go talk to some other guy in there. So.
But you're chilled out right now. You got a second to talk?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, cool. First off, I enjoy your nose ring.
Thank you very much.
It's wonderful. And you going to the media party tonight?
I am. I will be there.
I'm going to get you a free fish.
Thank you. I've always wanted a free fish.
Yeah, of course. Now, are you with man currently, boyfriend?
You, yes, I have a boyfriend.
Is Husband? It Woody?
No.
Is it Woody?
Not yet, no.
Is your boyfriend Woody?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with Woody?
Can you smell scotch emitting from his pores at certain times of the day?
No, definitely not. He's
somehow hides that smell.
He smells like cologne. He smells very nice.
Oh, he smells like cologne.
He does, yeah.
That's really scotch.
Yeah, that's scotch. That's high-end scotch.
It must be. It must be a different scotch that I've never smelt before.
Now, how old are you?
22.
What? 22? You can barely drink, but you can drink.
I can. Yes, definitely.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to a couple of different colleges, actually. One with Carter Christian University, actually.
What? Where is that?
What?
That is in Denver, Colorado.
Wow. She ever had a three-way?
Okay,
Michael.
Denver. So you're from Denver?
Yes, born and raised.
Where'd you go to high school? Let me guess. No. In the city?
No, Lakewood, suburbs.
The burbs.
Ask her if she'd like to get some chicken.
Would you like to get some chicken?
No, I don't like chicken.
Okay, well.
What year is this?
What do you like?
You had to take a shot.
What do
here.
You like?
What's your favorite thing in the world right now that you enjoy more than anything else?
Probably being here at Radio Row. I think it's pretty sweet. That's my favorite.
How tall are you?
4'10 and a half.
What year is
Did you hear
this?
That, guys? Listen, here. How tall are you?
4'10 and a half.
4'10 and a half.
Is she a midget?
Do you
that
know
is
Vern Troyer?
Awesome. Have you ever been described as a spinner?
No, I don't know what that is.
Or a little miracle.
Yes, a little miracle all the time.
What year?
Because you
this?
Are a little miracle. You really are. You have all the all the necessary measurements to be a little miracle.
Chucks.
Well, look, I appreciate your time here.
Chucks.
Do you know what year this is?
2016.
Well,
Whoa!
You're on top of things,
you're
like,
close.
Sister. You're going places in this business. I can promise you that. Have fun tonight, and I look forward to the fish.
Thanks. Thank you. You too. Have
a- okay. There she goes. Yeah, she's cute.
She's a little blonde girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Blake,
very tiny.
Did you take a picture of her?
Oh, my God. Is that her with that little bitty skirt?
Yeah. Yeah. She's got.
Boy, she is a midget.
She's not a midget.
4'10 and a half is damn near close.
No, it's not even. It's really not
I'm
even close.
You, it is.
By the letter of the law?
Hang on.
Yes, by the letter of the law.
You guys are way off base.
According to biology.
We're not.
You're way off base. Go look it up on the internet.
I'm looking it up immediately.
Okay, this is a weird area over here. Yahoo Radio. Oh, is that
okay, a dwarf is
John
an
Elway.
Extremely short adult who is less than 58 inches tall.
Okay.
All right. She's 4'10", 4 times 12, 48.
48 plus 10 is 58.
Plus 10 is 58. ding-a-ling pants.
Well, read that again about a dwarf.
A dwarf is an extremely short adult who is less than 58 inches tall.
Dude.
She's a dwarf.
She's almost, she's a half
she's
an inch.
She's a foot taller than a dwarf.
No, she's not.
No, she's not, homie.
According to the legal definition.
Yes.
Let's say that she's 5 feet tall.
Okay.
That's 60 inches.
Yeah. Yes. And she's not 60 inches tall.
I don't believe this.
She's 58 and a half inches tall.
I can't believe any of this right now, what you guys are telling me. Okay, who's the big TV network that's over here, Mike, that I'm looking at to my right?
I don't know.
Is it the NFL Network? It's in the NFL Network, is it?
No. The NFL Network's bound to be somewhere else.
What is this garbage? It just says NFL Now, NFL Media, and they look like they're doing some TV show that's clearly being recorded, like, for the internet or something.
That's probably what it is.
Something really half-ass. Well, there's a really foxy chick over here that I want to talk to.
Well, go find her. Don't just stand there.
Oh, she's talking to some old broad on the other side.
Talk to both of them.
Okay, talk to both of them.
Like a serious conversation.
Set up a three-way.
Yeah, gangbang.
What?
You know, like when they all gather around Emmett Smith.
Look at how serious they're talking, though, Mike. Look at it. You see him right here? You see where I am? Look at me. Turn to your right. Right here. Oh. Okay, these two chicks right here. Look at this conversation. They're talking about, like, their adult kids and...
Oh, God. Disgusting.
Yeah. One of them just touched the other one on the hand.
Like they're old media friends.
Yeah, and they see each other once a year, and they're talking about their families.
What you need to do is go up to them, crash that conversation, and tell them both that they have no friends in this business.
Yeah, let them know.
That's kind of weird.
Well.
Did you been in this business for, you know, over 20 years, really?
Yeah.
And they need to know from your experience they have no friends.
Okay, I'm going to approach them with an interesting question.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This is not going to go well.
This makes me nervous.
Do you guys need any advice within the business currently?
No. Not absolutely, positively known.
I've been in the business for quite some time.
Yes, I have been.
No, I have.
Oh, well, so have I. And we're doing business right now.
I see that. I'm trying to do business as well. Is this important business?
It is. Very important.
What are their names?
What are your names? And I'll leave you alone.
I'm Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn who?
What's your name?
Jody.
Jody
who?
Tell
them
they have no friends in this business.
Jody Bacon?
Yes.
That's your real name?
Yes.
Are you married to someone with the last name of Bacon, or is that your maiden name?
Kevin Bacon and I are like this.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you guys.
Tell them they have no friends.
No one likes you.
God.
Snake. She had no time for you.
Dude, trust me.
Oh, man.
Trust me.
That was great.
Those two women. I've been in the business for a long time. Yes, I have. No, I have.
I have.
So have I.
Can I give you some advice? Absolutely not.
You think that there's some media self-importance going on with her?
Yes, absolutely, positively not. She responded to your query.
Let's see. You're losing your touch, man.
It's a couple of chicks. Dude, there was no shot in getting involved inside of the heads of those women.
All right. Now he's wandering over in the Bridgestone area.
Yeah. Let's see if I can talk to
some tire bros.
See if I can talk to Lady Bridgestone. Madam Bridgestone?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Chloe.
Chloe, that's a very attractive name.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. So how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, youngster as well. Hey, so are you working for Bridgestone just at the Super Bowl, or is this a permanent gig?
I actually work for a company called Marketing Works, and we handle Bridgestone's activations here for the Super Bowl.
Boring!
How many golf balls have you given away? Because I haven't received my golf ball allotment yet.
Do you have your little voucher?
I have my voucher, but I want to see how many that I can get away with getting without my voucher.
Actually, none.
Now that I know Chloe on the inside, I feel that I can...
The thing is, though, I don't know who you are, so I don't know how this deal is going to work.
My name is Corby.
Corby, nice to meet you.
I'm very important around here.
Who do you work for?
I work for a media conglomerate called Cumulus. We are at 29 cents... a stock right now.
Corby Davidson, your ticket.
I don't know anything about the stock market. I don't know if that's impressive or not.
It's really not. I think we're back to 26.
We're at 26 now? Oh, well,
yeah,
I'm sorry to report, Chloe, that we have gone down 3 cents since we started talking.
Oh, no. Is it the host?
It could be you.
Can't be the guest. Can't be the guest.
No.
But tell her we have over 400 stations.
So where are you from?
Chicago.
Well, that's a good Chicago accent. Did you just get out of college?
A couple years ago, yes.
Where'd you go? Let me guess. I'm good at this. Did you go in-state?
I did.
Did you go to, let's see, you're already working, you're gainfully employed with a marketing company that probably does quite well. I will say you...
Northwestern.
I was going to guess Northwestern.
Incorrect.
Eastern Illinois.
Nope, but you're getting closer.
Northern Illinois.
Nope.
Southern.
Far again.
Where?
Western.
The University of Illinois in Champaign.
Illinois, yes. I mean, the most generic of all the colleges in the state. We couldn't even guess that.
Yeah, but nobody ever thinks about it.
Did you ever date an athlete?
An athlete? I'm dating a lacrosse coach, if that counts.
Wait a minute. You're 23 and dating a coach?
Yes.
How old is he?
24.
Oh, he's not a real coach.
He's a high school coach.
That's fake.
Do you get
he's
free tires?
He's waiting his way up to the big leagues, you know? You got to start small.
That's true. What's the best tire you've ever received for free?
I have not received a tire for free.
What is your third favorite tire?
My third? Probably the Ecopia tire by Bridgestone.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yes. What year is
yes,
this?
Yes, you get 20...
Does she know who Darren Williams is?
Per gallon, and it goes, helps save the environment. It's a green tire.
Does she know who Bruce Pearl is?
Talking about? Do you know who Bruce Pearl is?
Nope.
Darren Williams.
That one sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you.
He's probably the most famous player to ever play at your college.
That's news to me.
How do you feel about that now?
Yeah, now how do you feel? Pretty dumb, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty embarrassing.
A little bit, but I actually have to get back to work.
What? What do you mean? What is your job here besides? You're managing a ball pit or a foam pit.
I'm actually managing the event site right
now. Oh, okay, okay. So can adults get in the foam pit?
Yeah, of course. You just have to register right over there on our tablets, and you can come right on in.
Let me ask you this. I don't want a free rally towel. I want a tire.
One tire.
That I can't help you with.
Tell her you picked up a nail today.
Sorry.
Hey, grab a towel, kiddo. See, you got to... You got to massage these kids a little bit. You don't have kids, clearly, do you?
No, I don't.
I've got 8.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I know. It is a lot. Well, I like to have sex.
Okay. Interview's done.
Oh, come on. We're all adults
okay,
here.
At least get a tire out of this. Tell her you picked up a nail today.
Yeah, you need a free tire.
Look, I'm going to leave you alone if you can promise me one free tire.
Perhaps next year. I can't make any promises like that.
Jeez, Chloe.
You've let us down again.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back tomorrow and see if we can negotiate something better, okay?
All right, tell her to get it turned up.
And when I blow my knee out in that foam pit, I swear to God I'm going to sue your ass for everything you're worth.
No.
And that lacrosse coach of yours, too.
No, because you sign a liability before.
I won't sign. I'm jumping in.
If you can't jump, then you can't jump. Okay.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you.
There she goes.
Bye, Chloe.
All right.
I just want to see Corby walking around Media Row with just a tire slung over his shoulder. One tire.
Oh, that'd be awesome.